Psalm 74 is one of the great psalms of lamentation. Although we have no firm anchors or clues which help us date any of the psalms, the imagery in Psalm 74 strongly suggests that this is a lament over the capture, fall, and complete destruction of Jerusalem and its beautiful temple. Even though some of the king's private buildings were larger and more lavish, the temple was the destination for pilgrims, and memories of it were intensely emotional long after its destruction. The psalmist asks, God, where have you been? Don't you even care that the place where you dwell on Mount Zion has been destroyed? The psalm then briefly describes what all has happened. The enemy's flags have been raised in the destroyed temple, symbolizing that it has been conquered. The temple's beautiful carvings have been completely destroyed, burned down, and because all the prophets have been killed, we no longer have spiritual leaders. God, don't you see any of this? Starting in verse 13, the psalmist acknowledges that God is the creator of heaven and earth. The psalmist then asks that God make things right again, verse 23. Arise, O God, maintain thine own cause, and never forget the threats against your people. In a sense, I feel the psalmist is saying, God, you created everything. Can you now recreate our old lives, our former temple, recreate your people anew? In this psalm, the fall of Judah was not blamed on faulty political decisions or failed alliances, but instead, our poet sees this as God's judgment on Judea. Although not said directly, all these bad things happened because God permitted them to be punished in this way. In spite of everything, our psalmist's faith in Yahweh remains steadfast. Our poet, possibly now writing in exile many decades later, still believes that this same Yahweh can recreate his people, just as creation itself had been formed.